everyone. Welcome to another Patreon special. This week, I'm going to be reading a creepypasta that I got sent right after our last creepypasta episode. And goddamn, I wish we would have had it to read on the episode, but because we didn't, that means that our Patreon subscribers get to hear it special. This story, it's JonBenet Ramsey, Ted Cruz kind of slash fic. We'll get into it. You'll see what I mean. Prologue. Ted sat in the corner of the dark basement, chewing on a tonsil stone. The family had been gone for hours, presumably at a Christmas party. He pictured them eating roast goose and opening presents, her soft little hands tearing into the paper with a childish hunger for what lay beneath, and his hideous visage curled into a Grinch-like smile. He had been practicing the ransom note for weeks now. He reveled in trying to recreate the curled, sloping hand of the mother. He imagined her terror at seeing the note, her own familiar handwriting spelling out her daughter's demise. He paced a lap around the basement. They must be home soon. He would be quiet, deathly quiet. He would wait. He would listen. JonBenet was just starting to drift off to sleep under her fluffy, princess-themed comforter. She smirked slightly to herself as she decided to once again wet the bed, the urine making a hot wetness between her legs as she gleefully pictured the anger and disappointment on her mother's face when she discovered the mess in the morning. Suddenly, her eyes shot open as she felt another presence in the room. Emerging from the shadows, panting shallowly with excitement, was Ted Cruz. Ted was amazed that the child didn't seem afraid, only startled, her giant blue doll eyes staring at him in confusion. He was used to eliciting gasps of horror from others upon the sight of his face, even in the daylight, even when people were expecting him, even when they had scheduled business meetings with him in that room. This child, however, was different. She reached out a dainty hand to touch his face, and he felt shudders of pleasure run down his body as she whispered, "I thought it would feel like melting wax." To his amazement, the little angel took his clammy hand and led him silently downstairs to the kitchen, where she grabbed two pieces of pineapple from a bowl on the table before continuing their descent to the basement. Ted's heart was beating so rapidly he feared he would faint, but he gulped a few tonsil stones, and their tangy stench worked like a smelling salt to revive him. This was it. This was finally his moment. His body was ready. JonBenet led Ted into the wine cellar and motioned for him to sit. She could see his damp skin twitching in anticipation, and her eyes narrowed as she quickly fed him the pineapple cubes, his little lizard tongue darting out to lick the juice from his chin as she winked at her. JonBenet led Ted into the wine cellar and motioned for him to sit. She could see his damp skin twitching in anticipation, and her eyes narrowed as she quickly fed him the pineapple cubes, his little lizard tongue darting out to lick the juice from his chin as he winked at her, a disjointed wink, like it was literally the first time he'd ever used his face. And also, he had some sort of palsy. JonBenet took a deep breath to steady herself for this next part and leaned in towards Ted. Ted opened his eyes, confused, disoriented. The last thing he remembered was that blonde, haloed head leaning in towards his. Now he was on his back, duct tape muffling his confused moans. His little princess was standing over him, eyes closed, softly repeating a chant that sounded like, "Pagiantus, Maximus, Mayhapsus, tis Maybellinus." "Pagiantus, Maximus, Mayhapsus, tis Maybellinus." He felt the acid from the pineapple churning in his belly, and the burning sensation spread from his stomach outwards, increasing in intensity as her chanting increased in volume and speed. Just as he felt he would burst into flames, everything went silent and black. Feeling the heat receding back into his middle, he dared to peek open his eyes and saw himself looming over him. JonBenet, now inhabiting Ted Cruz's body, gazed down at him, trapped inside her weak former body. From her new perspective, it looked so fragile, like a little bird. She lovingly reached out, using her new hands to twist the paintbrush she'd fashioned into a garrote around what used to be her own tiny neck. As the frail body jerked into the last of its movements before finally falling still, a hideous downturned smile spread across JonBenet's new face. She was now the ugliest man in the world. No one would ever touch her again. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to be doing more Patreon stuff here in the future. And, of course, thank you so much to listener Andrea. I don't know if she wants me to say her last name. But let's just go ahead and say Andrea, thank you so much for writing such an amazing story. Thank all you guys for giving to our Patreon, as always, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.